Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Then go make the tea in the morning with some fucking blanket wrap around his body and a blanket catch on fire.
So his whole skin, chest, face got burnt. So it was serious. He had like real scars and everything, whelps and whatnot on his face and body and stuff, right? And then after that, his mom passed away.
Look, so he was burnt from his navel till around, around here.
His nose
was burnt, but like it was just below his nose, really, in the front and in everything else. His beard, all of that shit was burnt, like fucked up.
Damn.
I think his mother died after that. I don't know if it's before, I think it's after. So yeah, he had a tough childhood, man. Then he left home to the States. But this man did not give a fuck about no adults. This man would cuss my aunties, my uncles, and then come to church on Saturday.
Bro, Friday night, Jan will come. Because I don't know if he think it was something. Like, it was a tradition to him at some point. No, Jan, come to my house on Friday night and say, boy, let's all go up the road to cuss off Shelby. Just say my aunt for no fucking reason. And I go up the bus, and Jan just stand up outside the woman gate. Shelby, you nutty mother scunt. You're a rascal. And the boy just cuss the woman. No fuck. I'm like, bro, why? I remember I'm hanging out with Timon, and Timon wanted me to go over by Shelby house. Pass me this friend. No fuck. You know, like we knock that question with Jan.
Oh, so you're going over there. Okay.
But back to Jan, right? That boy. He, like, his brother had a pet pig, right? And Jan just don't want to see his brother happy. Jan went, and Jan cut the fucking pig, like, from here, go down to the pig gut. No reason. I'll go by this dude's house, right? And he have puppies. Jan asked the man for the puppy, like, for a puppy. The man said, Jan, no. Jan, tell me, we're going to pass back in a couple of hours. And Jan kidnapped all the puppies and stole them out water boots. Me and Jan walked down there barefoot.
Yo, I saw Jan in that water boots on the road. Clack, 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 clack. Fucking big.
Me and Jan walked down there barefoot. And then when we walking back, all I hear is... I look over the boy with water boots. Where the fuck you get water boots from? Because the only time Jan left from by my side is when he went to take them and puppy them. Jan stole all the puppies. And me and Jan went over on the road, not too far from where the man living on, and dig a hole. And Jan buried each of them alive.
What? I thought he was gonna like take them somewhere else and let them go or something.
No, the boy was just spiteful. He just
Yeah, but I think this something no, different when it comes to petty. I think it's something different when it comes to country people. Like, yeah, they come timid, but they come dark. I feel like, I don't know if you call me live.
On your hand.
Maybe. I don't know if you call me live so far from the regular folks in Antigua. But like, I'll take.
Because they say I'm behind God back. I just really didn't think what I was doing was wrong.
Yeah, God can say I'm behind it.
God now look behind the back.
When I should look behind your back, I mean, never.
yesterday.
You look. Why?
I look in the mirror and I look like I just look in the mirror. I'll turn my back and look at like a mark on my back or if I have a scratch or if my
I wash my back for 20 something years blind. I don't know what's going on back there.
Feeling back
I don't use a mirror to wash my back. I'm just saying like if I go in the bathroom and there's a mirror or right now me sitting on this bed and there's a big mirror here, I'll just randomly turn my back and look on. Like I literally saw my back yesterday.
Haley, nigga, back pimples.
I no, guess I would... like more like what you call them, like black beach mark spots.
Oops, you got back.
I guess I would look at my back if I was working it out, because then I have something to look at. But what me look back for?
Well, you just
I don't know.
But we look fat.
Hey, John, what's going on with you and Ami and Japan? Yeah, stop. What? Let's just stop talking about all this murdering of animals. Yes, the vegans will hate it if they ever heard about it.
About murdering people.
Marines.
What did I say?
U.S. Marines.
I said army.
Yes, I'm sick and tired of that.
Yo, it's a universal term I'm using for anybody enlisted.
No.
How come you didn't join the Air Force? That's what you call the people that fly planes.
It's like when I call. Jets and so? Yeah. It's like when I say Jeep. Didn't join that. I'm talking about SUVs.
Everybody, hold on. Everybody fly jets, and I'm going to be real, the Navy fly more jets than the fucking Air Force.
Air Force?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Air Force is a company in the dog. Is. I don't think they're my military. That man is a company. They just be hanging out.
Shit, maybe I need to join the Air Force.
You
never
wanted to fly a plane?
I did. Fly a plane.
Initially, as a kid, what I wanted to go as a pilot. Because my dad was. That's what he wanted. But then I'm a disappointment.
Oh.
I wanted to be a pilot
too.
Too
late.
It's not too late. I wanted to be a pilot myself. And I went to church and I was like, yeah, I could be a pilot. And then Brother George was just like, yeah, I have to work on Saturdays. And I was like, I have to rest on the Sabbath.
Bro, they used to guilt trip you all with that too?
I was a kid. I changed my mind anyways. Can't go back now. Well, I can. But I think, you want me to tell you, one of the things I find so fascinated with people that have money is the time that they have to take on other things fully. Because it's like, one of the things that will stop us from like just doing one of the stuff on a whim is money and time. We don't have the time because we need to work to make money. And then we do make the money and we do make the time. We have to use that money to think. So rich people, they have the money and they have the time. So if they want to learn how to be a pilot, they can devote all their attention
like Tom
to
Cruise.
That. Mm. And they
I don't
can
know if
they
know
can just
actor,
always
Tom Cruise.
I know of the actor. I don't know what
he can
story.
Do everything because he have money and stuff like that. He dedicated time to like he knows how to fly a jet. He knows how to do he parachutes like all the different weird things that you can think about the what do you call them cars for the F1 race. He's learned to drive one of those like, and that was crazy. Is I remember when I was little, I used to think like, oh, when I get older, it's not one thing I want to do. I want to try all these things. But now I'm older, like you were saying, like, I don't have no money or time to do all of that extra, you know, be able to do all of that extra stuff.
It's like people who say, oh, being rich and wealthy isn't going to bring you happiness. I was like, you're poor.
Edward.
How would you know?
They're
just
stupid.
You know what I mean?
And don't know how to use their money and time.
And I feel like the rich people who say money don't bring you happiness is because they're probably financial brokers and all they want to do is just make money off other people's money. So that's all they know how to do. They have so much money and they're still trying to get more, but they're not enjoying their money to the fullest. Those are the same people talking about joy, whatever.
Bro, look at people trying to say that Andrew Tate ain't happy. Bro, every time I see this
that nigga look happy.
Every time I see this nigga go into his Bugatti, that nigga smile.
No, but for real.
He
can travel every and anywhere he wants to and do every and anything he wants to.
So you telling me having access to everything is not fucking, that's not fun? That gonna make you happy?
And people might say, like, because you pay for it and it comes so easy to you, it's not gonna be valuable. I'm like, listen, if I put my
I struggle so much growing up, right? If everything become easy for me, I'm gonna be happy as fuck.
I'm happy as fuck, bro.
Exactly.
And it,
who
the thing
likes
is,
to struggle?
I feel like it's selfish people also because, like, why you don't have no friends to enjoy these things with? If I have
exactly.
to pay, if I'm wealthy and all my friends working minimum wage, I'm a bad friend because there's no way I'm not gonna pay my friends for their time to come spend with me if I'm wealthy. Let's all not work and have fun.
I might even hire my friend to put him on to get money in a, you understand, make more money.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my friends on. It's still going to work. And the things that we're going to do, because like, well, I don't know. Maybe they might not work because, yeah, why I really want to do that? I want to do,
scavenger hunt.
Were they crashing cars into each other?
Bumper cars? But,
yes, but with real cars. Dog, I
might try to get you,
Toyota Corolla is like, $2,000 a dog. So, you know how much a fucking Corollas I can buy? We can go into a big fucking arena and just run into each other when the airbag comes up.
Actually, no. I hear what you're saying, but it sounds...
I'll be learning how to race.
It sounds crazy, but you can modify it enough so the engine will come into your car, because they make cars crushable for some fucking reason. They make the engine easy to come out in an accident.
Come back and buy more.
It's not just that, it's like a safety mechanism. Like, if you check the cars in the back in the 1800s, when the first invented cars, the bitch was almost indestructible. Is time and weather have to kill them, but most of our cars are made out of like reinforced something, and it's more plastic than metal, and metal is only for the framework but nothing really, but the engines are made so if you crash it doesn't come into your car and kill you, it breaks away from the car, all the force, so your car is easier to total nowadays. I don't know about the Cybertruck, that shit looks sturdy, but honestly, if you do like a quick reinforcement on all those cars for the sole purpose of crashing them, that could actually be like pretty fun. You'll have to put like extra protection for the neck part so you don't get whiplash and damage your spine. But outside of that, like,
it's still doable. Like, bro, as a rich man, bro, we could play fucking bumper cats. Like, that shit gonna be...
Not even that. I would want to learn to race and race with my friends so we can race on an actual track and drift and all of that.
You ever watch the rally races that they're doing in the fucking UK?
Yes.
Bro, that shit look fun as hell, no? Bro,
dangerous, that man, but yeah, it looks fun.
Like this and shit, dog. You driving a car and you see the car do this.
Yes! Oh, my God.
This is my reaction. That's what I want to
do. No, honestly, if I had money... I'd buy like a big like couple acres, get some trees, plant some like little building and stuff, and then pay all my friends to come in here and play like a big paintball war for about 3 days, 4 days, right?
Ooh, this supplies, like a live Fortnite.
Yeah, and everybody got trackers and cameras, and they got cameras and stuff on trees at a certain location.
That sounds so good. That's so fun.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the dog. I am trained for
that. I hear what you're saying, and that's gonna make it extra like fun because we never mind out here. Mm-hmm.
Make a card map and all 6 or 10 of your friends or whatever come over and we play like a battle royale or whatever you call it.
We just come over in this couple acres and then we just play battle royale. We're gonna be missing from our family for about 4 days. Yeah.
Bro.
Camping material, that kind of shit.
I would learn archery, and then me and my friends would go out and go hunt boars.
Hunting, bro. I want to do that too. I would want to go hunting for boars.
So how fucking fun that gonna be to learn how to shoot a bow, and then you go out and try to hunt a boar.
You know how intelligent wild boars are, and how keen their senses are.
And you know how dangerous they are.
And fast. And fast too.
I gonna lie, bro. I know why God didn't give me money, because I would have been on that fucking on that submarine.
Like, I know. Oh, hell no! I would not have been on that.
No, I'm not fucking with no water.
I
know
that. I would have been on like moment, an actual real submarine, not no ocean gate.
I would rather go into space than to go in the ocean.
The moment he pull out that game controller, that Xbox controller, I'm gonna say, "Yo, can I play?" He gonna tell me, "Yeah." And I'm going out there.
No. You know why I wouldn't go on the air? Because, like, I know that water will crush you. And at a certain depth, you'll die. So I
think they know that too.
I know that too. But, boss,
if you say they thought they was gone, they knew better.
The controller, I am going on the submarine. That's all I need. No, like, yeah, I will lend you the controller. You get to play for 15 minutes. I am going on that submarine.
Speaking of pressure, I saw a video a while back, right? Of this lady working in a factory. And you know those big hydraulic presses that like farm whatever? So something got caught and she decided she's not going to walk around the machine and fix it. She's going to stretch her hand through the thing and remove it. So she put her hand underneath to remove it. And when she was leaning over... Her side pushed the lever and the thing came down on her hand, right? And it just came down easy, like if nothing was even there to resist it. And you go, splash her hands. splash her hand, and then he came back up slowly, and when you look at her hand, it was a heavy piece of paper, like cloth, just dangling. And I'm just like, she felt all the pain, but felt nothing. Because she didn't pass out, she just crushed. And then she just dragged her hand out of it.
That adrenaline and shit that kicked in and all of that. So,
there, I don't think like adrenaline kicking, because like, I don't know, dog. The hydraulic pressure, right? It pushed down, like, that shit's so fucking even. That shit's so nice. But like, how fast did that shit press? Because a hydraulic press supposed to move slow. She should have had time to fucking move. She should have had time to move.
I don't even know.
Yo, I play with like a lot of fucking hydraulic hoses, right? Mm-hmm. And brother man, I have 3 years to do this, right? And because of how I know what I'm supposed to do and I don't necessarily do it, I can see myself getting fucking injected with the hydraulic pressure, with the hydraulic fluid. Yeah, boy. I don't want it to happen, but I can see it happening.
You better stop imagining that, because that, like, you might actually cause it to happen.
That shit fucking, oh, what is this? Ah.
Oh, shit. Oh.
She was trying to get the piece till her hand is fucking flat.
The bone them. Yeah.
You said flat hand this went now?
Yeah.
I feel like it didn't hurt her that much. She looked too calm.
Yeah, but got run over by a tire, by a car wheel.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, I understand. What the fuck? Where were our parents?
Picture that times 100.
Where were our parents?
You know, it's crazy. It's the same person run over the 12-foot now. Well, I don't know if it's the same person, but
because Pecky ran over my foot and then the bread man ran over my foot. Yeah, somebody ran over my leg.
The bread man ran over my foot, but that's because my cousin them tell me I couldn't do it. You know, it's how I also did, bro. I saw my uncle driving, and you know, he does drive the Pathfinder and them. That man tell me, but you can't just lie down in the middle of the road.
Oh my god.
I did it, and he ran over me.
You know? At time,
I was so tempted to put my head up, but I fought the urge.
This man.
No, I know that, for sure. I will do it because being in the military, dog, they encourage all of my intrusive thoughts. Well, the people that I'm around, like, they like to see stupid shit. They you tell see? You stupid shit, and I lost. I
comes down to your knowledge because I would go and do it on a bus, like a high bus, because when I was a kid, I roll on the buses and see the buses, and I was like, oh no, I can definitely lie down. Because I've been on the cars, like, not cars, because cars too low, like trucks when they're driving off, because I know how off the ground. So I'll just be on in the truck, drive off, and I'm like, haha, I didn't even know I was on here, right? Because Sherika Oma used to have a bunch of trucks, I used to do that when I go over there, so, right? But if it gets too low, where if I'm, you know, the I don't want to call it the crankshaft, the fucking something that did the back, they have the back wheel in turn.
Yes.
What I call Jaron? Yes, that it's thing.
Like, it's like the drive shaft. Like, it was, I think it's like
the drive shaft, yeah. For the rear wheels. Because I know that shit coming at some point, I need to know, like, how close am I? Because I don't want to be in the center, because that's where it is. So I have to be close to one side by the wheel to make sure my head don't hit it. And I don't want to be close enough to a wheel for the man to be like, I'm going left. Let me just change my mind and go right.
But what you gotta do is, when you lay your head down, you gotta turn it to the fucking side.
Sideways? I don't trust that.
Because, like, your ear needs to be on the ground. You can't have
it. Yeah, because I know. But that's what I'm saying.
I used to be under the
Jaron, imagine. Imagine you put your ear to the ground, Jaron, and the sun just hook your neck right under your jaw and just drag you. Mm-mm. Then what?
Your neck back.
You're thinking, I'm getting away scot-free. Whoop. You start get dragged back, mash up, head to get great up, your uncle speed up.
Yo.
Oh my God.
No, bro, you know how all of this started, dog? I watched Chucky, right? I didn't know Chucky was under the vehicle and then whatnot. So I was like, boy, I can do that now. And I started off by laying on the ground to see if it was going to happen. And I was going to try to hold on to the vehicle one time, but my cousin them said, what happened if you go over a speed bump?
Right.
And that's what really stopped me from trying to hold on. That's the only thing that stopped me from trying to hold on.
Yeah. I'm having enough common sense for, like, at least not push her luck. Gaylin, our parents will see you do some dumb shit now and say, if you fall along, you'll get blow. You ever do something that's dumb and everybody know it's dumb and they say, I'm going to let you do it because you still won't get punished afterwards? You would think that the punishment was you doing the thing that you're not supposed to do. It's not. And those are like,
learning the
I don't know if, yeah, I don't know if that's cruelty because, you know, some people will say like, I tell you not to jump on the table, like you fall along, go sleep. No, I'm getting blows and then go sleep.
Yeah, boom, that's enough punishment. But you fall down and then they're going to beat you on top of it.
Hey, Kaylee never been electrocuted before?
Yes. When I was 5, I stuck a fork in a socket and it threw me across the room.
What did
something else happened?
Didn't get electrocuted. It got shock.
Shock. Yeah, I've never been electrocuted, but shock from a socket, yeah.
Kaylee, so by my grandmother yard, right? They have this pole in the ground. I don't know what that is.
Ground.
Because it was fucking, like, a block was hiding it. So, like, it was in between, like, a cinder block. And I moved the cinder block one day, and I just saw a pole there. I was like, what the
fuck? Live wire? Was there a live wire?
It was a groan.
It was the groan. For the whole fucking house. I did not know. So I asked him, yo, what is? They said, don't touch it. You can't tell a little boy that.
Exactly.
No explanation.
Explain. Don't just say, don't touch that. It, right? Say, don't touch that. You're dead.
I look at it and I tried not to touch it. Like, I really tried, but I had to figure out what the fuck it was. And I wrapped my hand around it like this, right? When this is what happened. I touch it like this, my hand lock, and I'm just.
It could let go.
Yo, it was a fucking broom. They had to come and box my hand off. I ain't go to no hospital. They
nothing. You're lucky.
Sleep.
They beat me. I don't even know if I was conscious when they stabbed me.
They get electrocuted and they beat you.
Listen, yeah, you're hard.
Wouldn't the common sense thing to do to take you to the hospital to make sure your insides wasn't fried or whatever the case may
be? Could be.
The worst case scenario is that I die. And then if I die, the family would be a little better financially.
Everybody would be sad, yes, but like, who here will feel?
Damn. I'm not gonna lie though. People need to tell, like, explain to the kids why not to do certain things. Cause kids, kids just be curious. Like,
I think
come
so.
Come on, no fault.
I understand. When they say like you're under my rules, you follow my rules. So if I say something, do it, right? And again, it's cool to follow blindly, but also it's just common courtesy as a human being to just like you don't have to explain all the time. But I feel like under certain circumstances, give that person an explanation. Like if my mother said, go to sleep right now, it's past your bedtime or some shit. And I said, why? Nigga, you don't need a fucking reason. Don't talk back. Go to sleep. You know what I mean? But if Chucky was outside murdering people who were awake, and you just said, go to sleep, and you said, why?
Just say, go to sleep. There's a bad man outside. I can go and catch you.
If he come in his house, which he will, and he sees you awake, he's murdering you.
Yeah, but explains in kids' terms.
Man. See, I feel like people grew up like they saw the shit that their parents did and they're just like, I'm gonna be better than that. And they should be. But
why?
I hate people who
I'm with the single mom. And then I like, hey yo, little nigga, you gotta go to sleep. Why? Well, cause I'm about to go fuck your mom. That's what you want. That's what you want.
No, you could have just explained in kiss them. Me and your mommy need private time.
I feel like you shouldn't be talking to that woman's kid. I feel like you shouldn't be talking to that woman's kid.
Oh, is somebody else's kid?
Yeah, he's a single mother.
I thought you were talking
to the house.
That's my little buddy, bro.
You shouldn't be talking to this kid.
My little buddy.
Unless you're adopting this kid and you're being serious in his family, you're still also supposed to take a backseat to that child, but I get it.
I go like, this is the reason I kid a single mother, because I like kids, bro. Like, they real fucking... Well, I like little boys. They cool. They fun. They talk to. the entertaining. I know that's a pause, but I'm not gonna say
okay.
Pause.
I got you.
I'm gonna say no pause because that like it's not even something to even joke about. Like they really cool kids. Like little girls are cool too, but only if they tomboyish and they like to climb trees and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, see, like the adventurous nature, like the adventurous, curious nature in kids.
Yeah, because, bro, the shit I see little boys do, that it just remind me of my childhood. I was like, yo, you gonna grow up into being somebody really cool or a fucking menace. And I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because really, it's, bro, life is so fucking interesting. Because, like, you're walking on this line where one side is a life where you can live, and the other one is a life that people fear. And also, at any moment, you can fall on one side.
Also, a rude boy is just more fun to me than a rude girl. Because a rude boy is, me not gonna do that. That's a woman supposed to do that. You know what I mean, bro?
Sexist young man.
But a rude girl is what? But a rude girl is what?
They're just too fast. They're just too fast. Like
what
a little rude boy, a little rude boy, sexist, right? That shit is entertaining.
But what do you mean?
A little rude girl, sexual.
Yes.
Then somebody exposed it to something sexual too early, because that's not normal.
Yeah, like I don't like that. That's not funny. Like the little rude, sexist little boy.
Is what kind of little kids y'all be around that be so fast at like 5?
Okay.
Clearly, somebody exposed a little girl to something.
Okay.
Because no normal kid.
Okay.
No kid in a safe, healthy environment.
I think he was just talking about like in general, but like if you're talking about like baby kids, I feel like if you're 5, being rude is rude as a kid. There's a blurry line there. They're just rude as kids. When they get to a point where they
like teenage have
vocabulary,
years?
Yeah, and they're still rude. The guys, when they rude, it's more of a
joke.
How can I say? I'm not taking nothing serious. Yeah, everything is a joke. I'm not taking it seriously. I'm talking back a little disrespectful. I might get a little bit heated. I'm quick to use violence. But when there's a rude girl, she's using violence. You know, she's getting into some other shit. But these young men, they're not really getting into that much stuff because the shenanigans happen around comfortable environments. Like, I'm doing some dumb shit with my friends around. I'm not doing no dumb shit by myself because that's too much work.
That's a bit biased, don't you think?
But you don't think it's reality?
Aileen, we listen, right?
Nah, y'all statement's kind of flawed. But as long as y'all believe
okay. No,
that's up
to I want to hear your thoughts. Oh, no, I want to hear what... I get what you're saying, but I want to hear what you're thinking.
My thoughts on what? Y'all already explained. I have nothing to add to that. As long as y'all believe it is all I'm going to say on that. But like I said, your statement is kind of flawed.
Yeah, but you can't say it's flawed.
I don't want to get into the politics of it. Like,
there's
I don't
no
really
politics.
Like the politics.
There's no politics.
I don't want to get into the politics or
Tuffy,
the
it's not no politics. It's you giving us your point.
Bro, I've already explained something like this. What?
Not to us.
What do you mean? To you? Some long time ago.
Okay, did you?
But
to Jaren?
All I'm saying, I don't want to go into that whole explanation of it all. Y'all already said what y'all said.
We having a discussion. Your point of view.
Yeah, but I just said I don't want to add to it. I'm listening to what y'all saying.
Then it's not a discussion. It's just us lecturing, you know.
Bro, somebody cannot want to add us anything to a discussion. I'm just saying y'all said what you said. I said it's flawed. Y'all can do y'all own little thing. I don't want to add anything to it.
Can you not educate me on this topic? Is it like just out to your wheelhouse?
I don't understand what you want me to educate you on. What's the question?
Your point of view.
You don't have point of view on it.
Because you can't say something is flawed and not tell me. Because now you let me be ignorant around this world. Are you my friend? Are you going to let me go around the place spewing nonsense?
Bro, what?
Because you're saying...
What's the question?
The question is, what about what we said is flawed since you were able to pick up on it? We're not able to pick up on it.
Generalizing based on your own individual experiences of how, girls versus boys. So, like, it's a bit flawed. That's all.
But how?
this statement was just generalization. That's what all.
What do you need to generalize something?
Huh?
What do you need to generalize something to make like a general statement like that? So the results need to be skewered on one side, right?
That's what I just said. Y'all statement is flawed because y'all have your own individual biases on it based on your own individual experiences. Hence the whole generalization, but that's not because that's what you guys experience mean, like that's reality, as Timon said, because I think Timon asked, like, but isn't that reality? Like, isn't that the truth? Hence why I said, the statement is kind of a bit flawed because it's biased. That's all.
So, Kayleen, it's not right. I understand what you're saying. When you're saying it's a bit flawed, but
so then why I need to explain anything else?
If 70% of the case, right, is what me and Timon say it is, I feel like we have grounds to generalize it.
No, because y'all haven't been around every single child out there. Y'all can only make that statistic or generalization based on the small population that y'all have come across.
But you see, if you say it like that, Kayleen, hold on, if you say it like that, no facts that's out there could be trusted fully.
That can also be disputed too, but that's a whole different story.
It's a generalization off of a certain population, not every single person on earth. Because nobody came to me with a statistic saying, hey, Timon, I want to participate. I wasn't a part of it.
You have a point, but it's still some flaw in that statement.
It depends on the scope on which you're looking, but everything.
But I don't want to get into all of that. I wasn't trying to get into all of that. As long as y'all believe that is what matters. That's all.
It doesn't. So continue your story. When you say believe, you know it doesn't.
Come on. Leave it.
Bro, I didn't just say that. I can't understand this whole memory. I was just enjoying what y'all were saying, and I made a statement. I already said I don't want to discuss it. I don't know. I understand that this is a discussion, but I personally don't want to get into it anymore. So we can.
Kayleen, you like my forehead?
You want to hear me talk about it some more?
You continue your story, like I was saying. Y'all were talking. Hey, Kayleen, so I was listening. Like, I just made a statement, but you can continue.
Hey, Kayleen, you like my forehead?
It looks big.
You see, we're ignoring it.
Yeah,
it
she looks don't big. Like my, Kayleen, well, you don't like my forehead. That's why you're ignoring
it. Not wrong with your forehead. I think your hair need combing.
What? Need?
Or at least just the front portion right there. Like, no, where my, that line up be.
My hair needs to get combed. This is a fade that grow. Like, yeah, I suppose I fade my hair every week, but I don't do that. Yep.
It don't look that bad. It could look worse, but it don't look that bad.
It could look worse. So what are you saying? What are you saying? On the attractive scale, where we at right now?
You?
Another forehead and the lineup. Kayleen, I know you think I'm fucking gorgeous. Like, I don't even have to get into that. Plus, I think I'm gorgeous. So, you know, I think the whole world think that too. But I know you definitely think I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, your hair doesn't look that bad. Turn to the side, let me see.
Oh, you look like a rough one, cool.
Yeah, that's what I say. It could look worse. Like, it hasn't reached, like, major, oh my God, this motherfucker needs to go get a haircut. It's more like, oh, his hair growing out. Like, the fade happened a couple weeks ago. That's not fresh cut, like that.
Come on, I really miss having hair in my head now.
Man, I miss out, man.
Yeah, I miss out a lot. Like, my forehead look bigger. Honestly, my forehead would look big if I had a fro. I had a fro too, but I don't know, man. Having it make my head feel more full, and I have like my neck again real fucking fat and shit. Mm. So yeah, I just be looking weird. I don't know, man. I just look like a skinny head motherfucker. I don't like it.
Nah, I've seen like your head, your body, right down to your feet. And I think everything is proportionate. Like, your head don't look bigger, or your legs don't look smaller. Like, everything looks proportionate.
What about Timon? How Timon proportioned?
I don't know how Timon look now. I only seen his face, which is round, a lot rounder than his face was at college, because his face was a lot more like yours.
Okay, it's like a photo.
Thank you, bro. Timon.
I don't want to. Just round, though. Like, he be eating. But
yo, fat you got. Kaylin, look, yeah, tell your camera.
But I haven't seen Timon's physique, but I know he did say like he gained some weight. So I'm guessing he's, I don't know, maybe almost twice the size he was in school. I don't know.
Was I? No, I was skinny.
I'm not saying anybody.
I'd been to school.
Like, I think Timon is like twice the size of how he looked in at Adventist school.
Listen, body shaming is okay because when I was fat, you know how I lost weight? They body shamed me. Timon honestly have like favorable fat distribution.
You think he's not a boxy?
Yeah, but that's because you're not working out anymore. Like, most fat people shape like a box. But like shaping like a box is okay because it's not like heavy on one side. Your weight distribute pretty fucking even.
Oh, I get what you mean. Like looking like an improper fraction or something where you're like, you're heavy on top and then super small below, super heavy below and then small.
Yeah, because like look at his chest, right? You could have like flaming fucking titties, bro. You could have flaming titties. You could have fucking like some double D's on you. You didn't get that. That is.
Wait, is how much Timon weigh? Like about three? I'm guessing he weighed close to 300, like 280 something.
In here, dog. 205.
Huh? 305?
You should know.
Oh my god. No, I'm actually, that is me actually being shocked. Like, I didn't know. I thought he was going to say, nah, 200, 280 something, 270 something. But 300, I'm done hit 300. Ooh.
Aileen, 205.
Aileen, you just look at me in the toilet.
Oh, shit.
You just look at my body just now. I said, yeah, that's the numbers add up. That nigga look obese.
Wait, Timon, what you just said? 205 or 305?
205.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Aileen, if Timon was 300 pounds, I would not be friends with him.
I wouldn't be like this. So, Aileen,
why wouldn't you just shame him into working out more?
Because
I hit 300, I don't care no more.
Timon don't, like, the shame don't bother him. The shame don't bother him. That's crazy.
You don't know shame.
I'm 205 too. Well, actually, I'm like, what? I'm below 205 now. Because I haven't been.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, okay.
Timon, how tall are you? I feel like I'm 6'1", but I could be 5'11".
Damn, yeah. Timon's 205 and John's 205. I guess that's what they were explaining when they said like a certain amount of like mass of muscle versus like a certain amount of mass of fat can look very different.
Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, me, fuck. In order for me to be like Timon fat, mm-hmm. I would have to be around like 240. In order for me to lose like all of my shape,
muscle and everything,
yeah, I become a refrigerator.
I like he has body shame on my podcast. That's what I invite y'all on for, to shame me. How about let's go back and talk about what were we talking about?
I remember we just changed the topic because Kaylin was becoming
you
hard.
You changed the topic about your forehead.
I never said change the topic. Don't put words in my mouth. I never said change the topic.
No, I said I changed it because you were becoming a hard ass.
I made a statement. Y'all asked for a clarification. I said I'm not trying to clarify.
We're going back to where we were and I don't want that.
I feel very...
Y'all want to see pictures of me last week?
I feel very hurt. Yeah. Is what I feel.
What?
Because Kaylin doesn't want to talk to us because
didn't say that. Don't be putting words in my mouth. Don't do that. I don't like when people
do that. Trust us enough to tell us what's going on in her head.
No, I personally didn't want to go into the whole explanation of all of that because it's a whole tedious.
Allergy, what are you allergic to?
I'm trying to hear what y'all are saying. So, yeah, continue the story.
This is my cover, right? This is my hat.
Uh-huh.
I was in the chow hall. I'm in the chow hall about to go get chow. And then there was this white girl, right? She was next to me.
Mm-hmm.
My hat down. She had her hat down.
She put her hat on.
I guess I picked up her hat. brother man, after I put on the girl hat, I had an allergic reaction.
She had, hey, did she have like head lice or something? She could have had something like that. No, bed bugs, head lice.
I don't know if I'm allergic to the hat, to her hair product, or her.
Damn. Mm.
But when I said, boy, my face swell up. I
that
thought I
got sent you to the hospital.
Brother man, I thought I had a stroke. Like, that shit was scary. That shit ruined my Halloween weekend. And that's
or after- maybe she planned for you. Maybe she put something in the hat on purpose.
That's after I already hurt my shit. So I went to Tokyo for Halloween. And my body was fucking sore. My face was swollen and shit. So I had to wear fucking shades. Trying to make
sure. Still didn't find. Wait, what did the product you allergic to?
I don't know what this is. I honestly.
Allergy test?
White people don't really use hair condition, like leave-in hair conditioner and stuff like that, because of the whole greasy issue.
But I just think I was allergic to her, and I haven't talked to her since.
Nah, maybe she didn't bathe her skin or something.
Check.
Because, you know, some white people say you don't have to bathe your skin, and sometimes you don't have to bathe your skin for sick. I went to school with a girl, and I remember at the time we were at a party, and everybody's talking about shit, and she was talking about she hadn't washed her skin for like 4 weeks or some shit like that. And when everybody was, when a few people were calling her nasty, she was like, firstly, you're not supposed to bathe every day, and like, you need the bacteria in your skin. And I'm like, girl, that's 4 weeks of like piss on your vagina. Stop playing with me.
I hate people who find, what call it, information to back up the gross ways. It's like, that's not how you're supposed to use the information. You're using it incorrectly. Talking about, you're not supposed to be consuming that much water in your household like that. So you're supposed to pee in the toilet and leave it there, only flushing when you're shitting. So you want to have stale piss, pneumonia poisoning in my fucking bathroom. What when the shrink smell seep into the walls and the paint? I don't flush the
exactly.
toilet.
And then
the toilet still smells like piss.
Side, and then the side of your fucking
side green.
Toilet, it gets stained.
Permanently stained.
Yeah, because bro,
pneumonia bleach on the toilet white.
You know, like how the fucking the school bathrooms, how the toilets be stained because of how long that piss got that shit. But they funny as fuck talk about you don't flush. But even if I go and spit in that toilet, I flush. Gonna be fucked up.
About wasting water. You know what you are wasting water in crops.
You first of all, I pay for this fucking water. I can waste it if I want.
Exactly. You know what I take a shower for?
An hour.
Talk to me nicely.
I don't lie. Maybe like 4 or 5 songs we play when I'm taking a shower.
I be taking about like 20 to 30 minutes, but I honestly don't understand how I take that long.
Bro, I watched 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
Cause I go in, I turn on the water, it heat up, and then I start to soap up. I wash my face, I do everything else, and I don't understand how it take me 30 minutes. I'm not sitting in there singing or nothing like that.
If I'm not on a phone call or listening to music or watching some kind of anime, I'm in there just enjoying the water. You know, good water feel coming on your face, on your body, just after you shower, and just relaxing.
Yeah, I'll be using hot water or cold water.
Okay, I shower with warm water.
Demon hot.
I shower with warm Goggins. Water. Cold water is not for me.
I do shower. I shower with warm water, but then I run off with cold water after.
I do sometimes.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Yo, honestly,
the reason why I put
the other day,
you have to understand, Kayleen, if for some fucking reason, right, taking a cold shower is not as cold as taking a hot shower and then walking out the fucking bathroom.
It is it's not the same. It's not the same.
Cold as fuck.
It's true.
After it is that, not the same.
I run the cold water. I run the cold water on my body.
Gina Winters,
and then when I hop out the shower.
I drop the temperature a little bit before I step up because I am not stepping up no shower after a hot shower.
Yo, but it get cold though. Fuck.
The other day I was on a phone call. Like, you know, ladies really don't know a lot about penises. Because I was in there taking a shower now, and we were having a conversation. The conversation went a whole bunch of
freaky
penises,
blood.
Right?
Your FaceTime in the fucking a FaceTime in the.
Hey. What she asked? How you wash your private?
Hold on. Wait. So Kayleen. Yeah, but say that you're gonna take a shower and then the person say, oh, without
go walk with me.
Yeah. Too much.
And I be rolling my eyes so hard because I'm like, really?
Yo, because it's so corny, bro.
It's corny as fuck. Everybody said that. I didn't think the original.
Without me? Like, get the...
It's one of those things where you're just like, it's impulse to say it, and everybody does it.
Well, Timon, take it to another level. He take them into the shower. That's smart, T. That's smart. I fuck with it. You know what I do? I gaslight them. So, like, you know, say she's going to take a shower. Because I think women do it so that they can hear what we respond with.
I think so, too. Because like, you really not telling me.
I'm like, damn, yeah, you really.
What do you mean? When they say they're going to take a shower, they waiting for you to respond?
They could say, like, all right, I'm going to be back in, like, I'm going to be back in a couple minutes. I'll call you back. They could have done that and gone.
Sometimes I just talk too much, so I'll be like, I'm gonna go take a shit right now, like it's coming down, or like I'm gonna go take a shower because I haven't bathed.
My thing is, I don't understand why I have to come on the phone. It's always a you problem, not me.
Yeah,
I guess like people in take a shower.
No, because people always calling because I take long showers.
And it worked, Jerome, when you guys like them.
Yes.
What you be saying?
You know,
I need to know how these gaslight be working. Let me hear that.
Yeah, let the public know.
Ellen, what's your number?
Huh?
What's your number?
Masterclass, first hand.
Yeah, type it in the chat. Type it in the chat. Send me a number, Kayleen. You will see how it works.
Yeah. I want to know how these level one, level two gaslighting be working. Because I be trying to figure out how the simplest shit be working. But yeah, Timon, what?
So I was washing my skin, right? And they're like, where you wash your skin? Hot water? I was like, yeah, the water has enough. And they're like, is it up all the way? I was like, I'm not trying to scald my skin. I'm trying to wash my skin, right? And they're like, blah, blah, something. Anyways, she was washing her skin along with me. And she started touching herself, whatever, whatever. And then she wants to get into like a whole phone sex thingy, right? Whatever. Right? So then.
You were in the shower, but she wasn't in the shower.
She was. Because she came in when I was washing my skin. Long story short.
Never mind. I was washing it, but I caught myself. Yeah.
Yes. So. I'm done there, wash my skin now, just relaxing. She said she decided that she gonna join or whatever, and then I said, I bet. So she done use her rose and then feel all good, and I'm just like, I feel like this is just for you, not for me, because my dick's still hard. Now I don't have no sex. So what the point of this, right? And I said, all right, I gotta take a cold shower. She like, that work? I was like, when you hear a man say to take a cold shower, what do you think that mean? What do you think they do it for? It's like, I know, like, you know, the testicles really sensitive to temperature, right? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, if it's hot, the balls drop. If it's cold, the balls recline. Like, she said, yeah. I was like, yeah, it'll just cool you off. Like, if I have an erection, it'll go away when I wash my skin with some cold water. Not to say I can't get hard during the cold. It's just a little, you know, whatever, whatever. So she like, I want to see. So I said, you're not going to see me wash my skin. Oh, she wanted to see how the
balls sync up?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah.
I've never seen it, but I do want to see that. But eventually, I guess I'll get to see that in the future.
I got to tell you.
Huh?
So I tell her. So the number reach. So I tell her, right? If I could.
John, you're laughing. Go ahead, Timonia. You tell her.
So I'm telling her. If I go out of this cold water, my dick is gonna look unrecognizable to me. I don't want to see it like that, right? She's like, what you mean? I said, I really don't think you understand women go through during the cold, right?
No, we're not sure.
She said she wants to see. So I said, okay, listen to me. This is not how it looks at all, always, but this is what it's gonna look when I stand up on this water. So I turn the water on gradually, and I'm trembling. I'm turning the water up all the way as cold as it can get. I'm trembling and I'm cold, and she there talking to me and I'm shaking. And I said, you ready to see it, right? I tell you, I sit down on that cold water about 5 minutes in. Boy, you go fuck this up for yourself moving forward. But she asked for this, right? So I step out the shower, not thick, not even mine. And I'm thinking, you're making mistakes.
Like everything gone? Everything shrink up and shrivel up and gone?
Kaylee, I have a walnut for balls and dick.
You see? Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I hate.
Kaylee, the thing gets ridiculously small. Kaylee, I don't think
you're trying to picture that. Like a micro penis? Like it looked like a Vienna sausage? Like it was that short?
Yes, you know, it could.
I don't get that short. I don't get that short.
Compared to his average rest size.
Yeah, what is its average rest size? Like a hot dog sausage length? Like a hot dog sausage?
You really don't know this work, but
you don't know nothing about this, like Kaylee.
No, Kaylee. I'm asking in terms of length, not in terms of girth. Like, what's this resting length looking like in terms of your opinion?
Resting length?
What you and your man relax and talk about and so? Like, what y'all just chilling? Like, y'all don't just...
Huh?
You know what
I mean? I don't have a boyfriend. But anyways, back to what I was saying.
Okay, when you
I'm
did.
I'm thinking about the length, man. I'm not asking about the thickness. Aileen. Like, on regular resting size, regular resting, when it's resting, I'm not talking about when it's, like, up. Like, what's the length? Like, a hot dog sausage length?
You're asking personally or just in generally? Because like some people
are going to I'm asking you personally because you just said it shriveled up like a Vienna sausage on a coleslaw. to the length of a Vienna sausage, not like the size in terms of girth. So I'm trying to figure out like what's the length on a resting? Because I know it obviously grows depending on who you are.
It's a question because I don't measure my dick for fun. So I would have to get back to you on that.
Oh, you know, okay. I need to
yeah,
a new measurement.
Cause I know my dick is be doing shit.
Something look different, dog. The other day I'm looking at it. I was like, you look different, dog.
I was telling her the same thing too. Cause I was telling her like, I don't think you understand how much dicks change. And she's like, what do you mean? Cause I'm like, there's certain days when I have an extra inch and a half, and days when I lose a half inch. And I'm like, I don't understand why it's not consistent. But then it also determines like your health and mood and stuff.
I know all of this, but I've just wanted to see it in like different conditions. I know all of this happens, but like my curiosity lies in wanting to see, okay, on a hot day, what this look like if he dip in a cold frozen shower, ice bath. Okay, that's how that look. Okay, this is how it looks when the person is horny. Like there's where my curiosity lies.
Why didn't explore all this with your man?
Huh? I don't.
When you had when you had one,
I don't have a boyfriend. You
said when?
She not listening.
Oh, when I have one, yeah, that's something when I explore when I have one.
I'm dropping it.
That's something. No, seriously, that's something I'm gonna explore when I have one.
It's okay. The topic done.
No, he said, why didn't you explore it when you had?
Why y'all in my business is what I'm trying to figure out.
I feel like we just asked the natural question.
Anyways, but yeah, that's where my curiosity lies.
Get him a mustache out the rig.
You're not supposed to have one?
They're not supposed to pass right here. Well, fuck them. But also not supposed to have a womb broom. But fuck them.
That nigga said fucking womb broom. Kaylee, this man said a womb broom. This man said the hair on his bottom lip is called a womb broom. Think of which old person told you that?
How regular are you re-sweeping the womb?
Huh?
No, I was asking how regular you'll be sweeping the womb.
That's why you got the allergic reaction. Ta-dum.
You know? Not that often. I don't really trust women nowadays. And these Asian women, I don't trust them whatsoever. So, you know, I put a condom on the muscle relaxer. And we call it El Torino. And I bring El Torino with me. Because I ain't putting my lips on these Asian women. They have a lot of fucking, like, gonorrhea and shit, dog. And they...
They don't be getting tested on a regular?
I don't know.
Well, that's the safest thing to do either way, so.
Plus, like, the majority of women who, like, easy to fuck or whatever. They like they gaijin hunters, so they want foreigners. So like I cannot put my mouth on those bitches.
Definitely. But truthfully, you shouldn't be putting your mouth on people you don't know for real. So yeah. I get you.
So yeah, you take El Torino with you, and El Torino he get the job done.
You know, it's funny you said El Torino. I'm actually looking at El Tigre on my screen right now. That was a sick ass show.
It was a good show, but yeah. So, man, you should invest in that El Torino. No, because
we're be iffy about that. Like, oh, you're not going to use something you use on some woman on me. And I'm like, okay, it's... but sanitary, they don't care.
Boss, you put care. The fucking condom on
it. They don't fucking care.
What you mean, bro?
They don't care.
Timon, first of all.
Yeah, tell them bring their own dog.
No, but you need to have your own toys. You need to have your own toys. It's Khaled, no. It's Khaled, I tell you. Khaled, enlighten me. You think a dyke. Every time she fuck a different girl, you think she gets a different.
No, they sometimes they boil them and wash them.
Yes, okay, Killing. If you went to a guy's house and a guy pull out a dildo out of his cabinet, and he's like, "All right, Killing, you go to work."
Firstly, I'll have my own dildo. Nobody using no dildo that's not mine's on me.
Okay, but Killing.
Okay, but what if this is just a need freak? What if it's a neat freak and he cleans everything thoroughly?
I don't care. If it's not mine, if it's not mine, so it wasn't specifically bought for me. I'm not using that's what I mean, that would be put on nobody.
Kayleen.
Huh?
Even if you put a condom on it.
Right? Shut up. Kayleen, you come to my crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a fucking massage gun, right? This is my massage gun for my fucking, to massage my body. But why?
That's a different story. That didn't go all over in private places.
But Kayleen, I put a condom on my massage gun so that I can put that bitch on your clit, right?
Oh, hell. Wait. Okay, hold on. Okay.
See? See?
We talked about the massage gun with the big round ball.
Uh huh.
That hurt. What are you talking about?
No. Kayleen, it's 20 different levels now. I mean, if I put it up to 20, that's what hurt you.
That shit hurt. What are you talking about? But you use a massage gun on somebody is what you're saying?
Hell yeah.
Y'all freaky. Mm-mm.
Anyway, you see what I mean?
Mm-mm. Kayleen.
But you know, my cousin is a dyke. I have a cousin auntie who's a dyke, and she have like three different straps, and she use all three of them on all the different women she be dating. The only thing is, like, she be cleaning them, I guess, like boiling them. I mean, she have a specific pot where she boil her straps.
We use the same dick on every woman.
Bro, it don't make no sense. But you just can't get around the logic, a woman.
And some people don't even wash their peenie properly.
Hey, and y'all still sucking.
Nobody complain about
it. You mean the bitches that like to fuck with dirty ass people be sucking it?
Listen to me, right?
Nobody complain about El Torino, man. I don't know. Tell me they don't like you enough.
Clearly.
What happened? Some people here have bad hygiene. I'm not going down to nobody that smell funky. I'm not the type of person to got to see it through. No. Nah. But yeah. Maybe because somebody have bad hygiene from the very beginning of talking to. Well, not in the very beginning because some people know how to master shit and try to spread their stuff with perfume and so.
Perfume.
Like one of my cousins, he like to put arm oil on his, he don't be bathing his skin, and he put arm oil all in his crotch and so.
Timon, if I text a girl right now and say, "Yo, I'ma come over," you know that bitch gonna tell me.
What?
Bring El Torino. When I say that boy be putting in work. Fuck. God, I love my life. This shit is funny as hell.
She be using a massage gun on people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting.
I told him about investing one way. But you know what? Listen to me.
Partners, I'm just letting them use their own shit. That's all it is. because they have vocal style. I'm just like, it don't make no sense. Like, logically speaking, it don't make no sense.
What, with the whole using a dildo you use on people on somebody else?
Yes. Because it's either you're saying I can't clean synthetic material, but I can clean my skin, which is like 100% dirt.
I go like
this. Nah, my logic behind it all is like, if I have my own thing, I don't need you to use your stuff that you'll be putting on 10 other bitches on me. And it's not even a hygiene thing. Like, it just feels like I'm just another bitch. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it properly.
I understand.
But nobody... It's not special.
But my main thing is, like, if I have my own thing, why would I have somebody using something he used on, like, 50 bitches, 100 bitches on me?
Because El Torino is my fucking specialty. I go like, though, I be hating to...
I'm not judging, now. Like, that's y'all. I'm just saying, for me. Not trying to change nobody's opinion. For me, though. Holy body, 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 darling, 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 please stop driving me crazy. Oh, no.